With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh, welcome to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside my co-host this week, she's Diane Nelson. From Diane Nelson Interiors. Diane, how are you? I haven't seen you in a bit.
I'm doing well, thank you.
Yeah, business is good?
Yes, things keeping busy still for the contractors out there.
Boy, Nary Milwaukee is busy.
Yes.
That spring show was great.
We had a great spring show, great turnout, even with a little snow day on Sunday. Yeah. A lot of great prospective homeowners looking for remodels. So.
Yeah, it was Saturday was as busy as a day that I've had there in the last 4 years I've seen. And Sunday, I thought... In fact, Diane said, hey, listen, why don't we just pull the fire alarm, get out of here. There's nobody going to be here. And then they opened the doors, and it was crowded on Sunday, even with all the snow.
It was really good. For the snow, it was a great turnout.
Yeah, it was. Hey, what's coming up with Nary? I know the tour of remodel homes right around the corner.
In May, coming up in spring, which we're all looking forward to, the May tour of homes, it's the 18th and 19th of May, with on the 17th, there's a soiree with Aurora. It's a cancer benefit show house that we do the night before.
Those are fun.
Introduction to the tour is great turnout last year, and looking forward to it this year.
Yeah, the year before, the first one that we did at J&J Contractors won that. And Gary Ellerson and I went over, and first of all, the home was incredible.
Yes.
And the food, and I stayed for 3 days.
Oh, okay.
And, I slept there. It was awesome. Yeah, just a good time. And at the end of the day, when we give a check to Children's Hospital or to Cancer Research, as we have the last 2 years, I think it's just amazing. And the amount of money that we raised through that is really good.
Yeah, it was excellent. We were able to present a nice check to Aurora Cancer for cancer research. It was great to see that, and the turnout was wonderful.
Yeah, it really is. Hey, our special guests. I'm excited. Normally when I do something with our second special guest, he's in charge. It's his show. He's my older brother. But now he's in my house. So guess what? This is my house. Welcome my brother John McGivern, who is currently becoming and has become a Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin customer, and his sales rep, Joe Franco, is here representing Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Joseph, how you been?
Very good. How are you, Mike?
Good. It's good to see you.
Good to see you, John. Good to see you, too.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah. John McGivern on the sports station on 105.7 FM, The Fan. John, how you been?
But we're not talking sports, are we?
Well, we are. What do you think of Saul Cassell, that Paul Cassell, the Bucks' newest pickup?
Nice.
Yeah, he's tall, isn't he? He's really tall. Hey, Joey, let's start with you. Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin. Talk a little bit about, you've been there over a year, right?
Yes, sir. Just over a year.
Yeah, things are going pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
You like the company. We've had this conversation, and this is a good fit for you.
This is a little different from what I was doing before. I was always in sales, but greatest company I've ever worked for. We've been around for, almost a century.
Right.
And we are a completely customer-oriented company. So, we make sure we treat our customers very right.
You know, and we see that because I've been through the process. And I know the Pella difference. I understand what that is. And so it was, and I'll tell the story, John, if it's okay, right around Christmas time. In fact, Christmas Eve, we're at your house and your condo. And you talked about you guys did an addition.
Right.
And you said, look, I really like these new windows. The old windows, I don't really like. I don't like the look of them. They've been here a long time, and we're gonna bring.
And they were breezy.
They were. You thought the frost was something that was kind of cool, right?
I'm scratching my name in the frost of my windows on the inside. It's bad.
But that is, we grew up on Bartlett Avenue. We thought that was cool. I used to play tic-tac-toe on that thing.
Right.
And it seemed to be, and before they'd put some plastic up. But you said, look, I'm gonna do this. And I've got a couple of companies I've worked with in the past. I said, hold on a second. Have you talked to the people at Pella? And you said, no. Mm-hmm. And I said, you need to meet Gina Della from Pella and have her bring her team in. And let's see if this is something that works for you. And you said, great, let's do that. But I'm going to bring in a couple other companies. I said, no. Sure. And you should.
Yeah.
But bring in Pella last, because once they come in and talk to you about what their whole process is, I think you'll be impressed.
And you know what I was thinking? Oh, you're full of crap. That's what I was thinking. And I thought, I'll listen to you, Mike. You know, I know. No, let me bring my people, and then you bring your people, and then, you know. And you brought your people, and I was like, I'm the idiot.
Yeah.
This is really what I thought. Well,
and I know what you thought. For the first time in my younger brother's life, he said something that was correct.
It's true.
Hey Joe, and so when I called Gina, it's, look, I want to set this up. And she said, hey, I want to bring Joe Franco, and we're going to bring our team. And I knew what that meant. I knew that you guys would come in, and it's not a 15-minute conversation, because this is a really important decision, and you guys go through pretty much everything that people need to know.
Right. I mean, we really trying to figure out exactly what the issue is. I mean, anyone could just come in and measure windows and give you a quote, but we uncover exactly what's going on. I mean, you had windows in the home that you just recently replaced, too, and...
Right.
We found out that those had issues as well. So, you know.
Wow. Shame me on the air.
I'm sorry. Let's just put it out there then.
No, the deal was that those windows weren't even a year old.
Right.
And it was part of the extension that we bought a condo across the hall and busted through the wall. And that condo that I bought, that we were now extending ours into, had new windows. And those are the windows that I brought you guys in to say, these are the windows I want in the rest of my place. And you were like,
they seem that much better, I guess, than the old.
They did. You know, they really did seem that much better.
Of course.
When they said aluminum, why did you choose aluminum on these? And I said, no, these are the ones that were replaced before we bought it, even though they're only a year old. And I said, what's wrong with aluminum? And they said, put your hand on there. And I'm like, I can't. It's too cold.
Yeah.
But that's really it. I mean, like, going back to what you said, you know, it's not a 15-minute conversation that we have. I mean, we really sit down and figure everything out and go into detail on exactly what we need to do. So,
you take your shoes off.
And I have great socks, too.
Well, you want to talk about the socks?
John didn't like my socks very
much. No, I was like, wow.
He made a comment early on in that, because I was at the first hour of the meeting, and then I got out of there because... I wasn't sure how long it was going to go. Here's the funny thing about that meeting. We worked with Mandy, mm-hmm. who I know you love Mandy.
Mandy's
and Mandy
awesome.
Clough does a great job. Mm-hmm. Terry and I, we had two windows put in from a guy that we know maybe 3 years ago. And he walked into the kitchen and said, here's what I'm thinking. He was in and out in 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And Mandy said, look, this is going to take a bit. And I thought, yeah, I'll just go through it quick and get her out. Mm-hmm. And... the more she talked about it, we didn't know anything about the windows we bought. And we spent a lot of money on these two windows, and we didn't know anything about them. We didn't know. And what a mistake that we made, because once Mandy started explaining and bringing out some of the toys that she had as far as, okay, let's just look at these two windows, because you think these are, and I go, yeah, they're great windows. She asked me some questions. I said, Mandy, I got to be honest. He never talked about any of this stuff. He said, here's when I can get him in. And that was pretty much it. And so when you guys came in and I explained to John, look, this is going to be over an hour. And I think he thought, yeah, whatever. You know,
I didn't realize that there would be an army of people coming. And with suitcases,
we
I was like,
in. Yeah, we really did.
They had suitcases and they took their shoes off. And I was like, do you want me to make dinner? What is going on here?
And that's when I thought, okay, you know what? It's time for me to go. And what was interesting for me is the staff that came in, you know, Joe, you and Gina sat at the kitchen table, John, and explained. While, you know, I think Barry was at Ross.
Ross
walked throughout, and he was measuring and doing his job. And then Stephanie was there, and she was taking some pictures and doing the stuff that she does. And I thought, man, okay, He's doing his deal. You guys are doing yours. And then Gina.
Ross is, can I describe Ross to you guys to me? He's the quiet, kind killer. Because what happens is that he's like, you know, they're fine. The windows are fine. But I have a device that I'd love for you to just take a look at. This is the device that will show you what the temperature of your window is on the inside. So I'm like, well, let me get to the new windows because these are the new windows. And it was 53 degrees. Wow. I said, what do you mean 53 degrees? Mm-hmm. He said, these windows, now you can keep them if you want, but just so you know, this is not how it should be.
Right.
And then the stuff that they bring, the devices they bring to prove to you that this is what it should be. So this is how I look at windows now. Can I tell you how I look at windows? This is how I look at windows. It's an investment. And in the end, I'm going to save money because I'm getting the best. And right. It's like, that's like shoes for me. I get really good shoes because why keep spending money on shoes when you can have a really good pair that's going to last forever? And that's Pella Windows for me. It really is.
It really is.
You know what? We could just drop the mic and leave the next 45 minutes.
I got more to say. I really do. I'm so excited about these windows.
You know what? In this business, that's called a mic drop.
Yeah.
You know, Jerry, what more can you say? But for a client who is in the middle of this process to say, look, I figured out that what I need to do is get the best because it's going to save me money in the long run.
That's so true. I mean, I always talk to my customers, and when you go to a store and you go shopping, you don't necessarily go for the least expensive product on the shelf. Right. I mean, you look for the value in it, you know, whether it be more or it's going to last longer. I mean, that's us right there.
You know, when I go for jewelry, I just go to the jewelry center and just buy the cheapest thing there. You know why? Because your father-in-law is over there. Hey, Prokop, I'm just kidding. I'm only kidding. He does give me good deals, though.
Good. Might
be. Yeah. You know what? It might be the cheapest thing, but he sells it to me more expensive because that's his job. Yeah. Look, I'm just kidding. And I know Prokop's listening. I haven't seen him for a while, and I will get into to see him. Joe, before we get to a break, one of the things that I learned about Pella that I think is a big selling point, and we need to get it in the first segment because it's really important. You can buy the most expensive window on the market, and if it's not installed properly, it's literally a $40 window because it's not installed properly. And the people that do the installation for you guys are certified Pella installers.
Yeah, our install crew is amazing. They're all licensed, background checks, certified, bonded, and insured. And we send them through annual inspections yearly through Pella, Iowa, to ensure that they're up to date with the newest installation, the newest materials. I mean, we're constantly changing. You know, we have new product, new lines coming out all the time. So it's important to know that our installers know, you know, what how to approach a situation. So
yeah, I that's great. He's Joe Franco. He's with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. My co-host this week is Diane Nelson from Diane Nelson Interiors. That website, DianeNelsonInteriors.com. You can go to PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com to get a hold of Joe Franco if you want him to come out. You look good. You know this is radio, right?
I do. I got some clients to attend to actually.
Because you dressed up a little bit for radio.
Yeah, I dressed up for you guys,
too. Yeah, and Diane.
And Diane, of course.
And our special, again, with Joe Franco, one of his clients decided to come in studio, and I love it. My older brother, John McGivern, around the corner with John McGivern, johnmcgivern.com if you want to get to know what he's doing now. What's going on with you? We're going to start taping around the corner soon.
We are. It'll be season 9. Most exciting, though, on March 7th is our 100th episode, Michael. It plays on southeastern Wisconsin, and then the following week it plays all over the state on Wisconsin Public Television. But it's a retrospect on the last 8 years of us doing this show. You joined us season 3. But
numbers went way up starting
huge.
Season 3.
You have no idea, which is why we gave you an extra 20 seconds.
Yeah. Now it's a minute 20. Talk sports for a minute 20. Joe, I don't even know if you know this, but Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is going to be a new partner of Around the Corner with John McGivern.
Did you know this?
I did not.
It's
that
very
is
exciting.
Awesome.
Yeah, it really is. And I'll tell you, before we go to a break, one of the reasons, in talking to Gina Della and John Calawarts, one of the reasons you guys are going to sponsor that show is one, because it's a really good show and it wins its time slot every Thursday at 7 o'clock on PBS stations throughout the country. But they believe so much in the state of Wisconsin and giving back, and PBS is a great way to do that. And this show fits in really well with the mission statement of who Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, what they are. So I appreciate that, and certainly thank you to John and Gina. Again, go to PellaWI.com. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host. She's Diane Nelson from Diane Nelson Interiors. Our special in-studio guest, Joe Franco, Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin. Go to PellaWI.com. And my brother, John McGivern from around the corner with John McGivern and Mike McGivern. We've changed the name just for this hour on that show. Around the Field with Mike McGivern. John McGivern does a one-minute segment. Go to johnmcgivern.com for more information on him. Joe, let's talk about, we talked about that initial meeting that you had with John, and we're talking about 27 windows. So we're talking about a big job, a lot of windows. And then Ross went and measured, and now there's been two more times that you guys have come out to measure to make sure that these are, is the correct measurement.
Right.
So that's the process. If we can talk about that part of it. You get called into somebody's home or somebody's condo, and you basically talk about your windows. If they decide to go with you, let's go through that process that he's going through right now.
Sure. So right off the bat, we never rely on our first measurement. I'm good at what I do, trust me, but we're going to have a second measure come in. Our project manager is actually going to come back. We're going to remeasure everything, verify the order, make sure that I built everything the correct way. That way you're comfortable, that you know that I built it the right way, and more importantly, that we know that the product, when it arrives, it's going to fit in just right. Yours is a little one-off situation. We wanted to triple check our work on that one, just because of the location, we did a good job at that.
And I think it had something to do as well as that I live downtown in a building that was built in 1927, and I'm on the sixth floor.
Yeah,
so the measuring team was like, okay, this is what they talked about, a lift. They talked about getting them in, and it turned out that we're not going to need a lift on my building.
Correct.
That they're going to be able to put them in from the inside,
and it
has to do with the casings. The guys were really knowledgeable. The guys that showed up were I was kind of like, are you doctors?
They're window doctors.
Did you just use the word casing?
Yeah.
And inside? Wow, look at you.
He's learning.
You're getting to be a little
I'm
bit
learning. Learning. What? Why are you looking at me?
Because I know you, and I've known you my whole life. I got to believe, and we haven't talked about this, but I got to believe that after either Christmas Eve or the next day when I told Christmas Day or the following day when I told you about Pella and said, I'm going to set this up for you, I bet a dollar to a donut you did all kinds of research.
Digging around.
You did, didn't
Doing
you?
Doing all I can. That's because that's me.
Yeah, that is you.
Yeah, that's
and that's why I felt so confident and comfortable sending these guys in, because it's a perfect fit.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to do to you what the guy did to Terry and I.
Right.
Whether he was in and out in 15 minutes. It was... And you like all that information.
I do.
And all that stuff you left for him, Joe, he's read twice.
Oh, yeah.
So when he's talking about casings and the
I
fact
brought it on vacation to read it.
And then called and asked me questions, which I really call Joe.
Just
call Franco.
Joe. Yeah.
Call Franco. Call Gina Della
yeah,
to get that. So the like you said, look, you're really good at what you do, but you want to double and triple check.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a different animal. You know, my fear on it was I didn't know if you guys did a lot of condos, but you do.
We do.
And you're really comfortable in that space.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, again, you know, sometimes you have to bring a second eye in just to verify everything. But, we do just about everything. I think I was just talking to you in the office earlier that, you know, we have projects that I'm doing that no other company, no other window or door company will even match, you know, based off the size and the openings and everything. So we do just about everything.
Let's talk about the opening part of it. When John's having these windows put in, it could be pretty cold still because it's in a few weeks from now. You guys install year-round?
We do, all year-round. There are times where we probably won't install based off, you know, if it's a lot of snow or we can't get the product there, but we install all year-round. You know, a lot of customers get the idea that there's going to be all these huge openings, like in their home, you know, 0 degrees. In reality, we remove the windows and we fill them pretty quickly. It's just the final parts of the insulation that is really a time consuming part of it.
This will probably be a three day installation with that many windows.
Yep.
It's not like you're going to take 27 windows out, put 6 of them in, and then leave and come back the next
exactly.
day, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Right, I'm in my snowmobile suit.
I'm all set.
Look, I love him, but he's not moving in with me for 3 days, I'll tell you that. Steve can come, but I'm not sure about
there we
my
go.
Brother John can come. So the day that you guys have selected, or the days, the week that you guys have selected to mm-hmm. come and install those, you make sure that you leave enough time. Can we talk a little bit about from the initial time that you met with him mm-hmm. and then the order was complete and the measurements were done, mm-hmm. you guys then put the order in and it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, as far as the turnaround period, we're looking at 3 to 6 weeks, depending upon the product that we actually have. And that's from the date that we sign to the date that you actually get your product installed. So a pretty quick turnaround with everything.
And I got a call, I got a call from someone who wanted to make sure that the windows could have come in a little sooner, but I have a schedule that this works better for me.
And we do that.
The week. Mm-hmm. And so they could be, in fact, installed sooner than they're going to be, but I have a schedule that I... And she was like, whatever you want, however you want to do it, yeah. let me know. And she was great. Yeah. Whoever called me to schedule was...
Yeah.
I'm like... I want to work for Pella. I mean it. And part of the reason as well is that I've been doing this show around the corner for 8 years.
Right.
And we know the people and your glass company,
yes.
Cardinal Glass,
yeah.
who provides all of the glass for Pella. And I've been through their factory from A to Z watching how glass is made. And these people know what they're doing. They're Wisconsin born and bred just mm-hmm. like we are. And
awesome.
it's really important.
You know, it's funny because during that initial meeting when we were at your kitchen table, and all of a sudden, I think Gina or Joe said, the glass is from Cardinal, and that's a Wisconsin company. You were like, I know all about that
John
company.
Lit up.
Do you want to know why? Because after that segment, I'm sure he went home and he did all this research on Cardinal because he's really interested in knowing Wisconsin companies mm-hmm. like that. And so when he had a chance to go through it the second Cardinal factory.
We went through two of them before we met these guys. So I said, mm-hmm. here, come here. And I brought up the show on YouTube, our show,
right.
and said, here is what I know about Cardinal Glass. And it's great. And they're a partner with Pella. So.
Hey, absolutely. Diane.
Yes.
How awesome is this for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin to have a client that says, look, I want to work for these guys.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Well,
a lot of companies you just want out of your house, done, get out of here.
Yeah.
But that's mm-hmm. very impressive to say that about any company. And a window company especially, they're usually companies you see like they come in once to measure, they come mm-hmm. in another time to install and buy. And so you don't really see a lot of them. Or if you do have problems down the road, it's hard to get in contact with who your salesperson was. So that is great to hear that.
And I'm glad you brought that up too. I mean, that's one thing that we strive to make sure that we're in constant communication with you. You're not going to see me here today, gone tomorrow. You're going to see me throughout the entire process, during installation, after install, make sure that everything went well, make sure you know how to use the product. And then, of course, you have our contact information or my personal information. I'm the source of accountability throughout the entire
yeah.
project. So
how great is that?
I get it done for you, right?
I worked for a restaurant company out of Chicago for years called Let Us Entertain You, and I was in charge of training front of the house people who deal with the customers immediately. Mm-hmm. And this is one thing that Pella has. Like everybody who has come to my house, everybody that I've dealt with, somebody sat them down and talked about customer service, relationship with the person that is your customer, and it's evident. And it's something that needs to be celebrated around Pella.
I know that Pella Corporate does that, but it's Gina Della from Pella. Gina Della, who I absolutely adore and think the world of, we've had that conversation. That's really important to her. In fact, when after Mandy left, Gina and I are friends. And I called Gina to say how impressive this was. And she asked me some specific questions.
Hmm.
Hey, did you see... What did you think of this? Where she didn't say, did Mandy do this? She
right.
said, what did you think of
right.
this? And I said, when she brought that out, I couldn't feel anything.
Right.
That kind of stuff. And so she was just making sure that the things that should be done, mm-hmm. so that I can explain the Pella difference to people like my brother John was a parent. And you're right. I didn't understand the front of the house like you did, because you did that and you trained. But I knew the difference between how this was presented to us to how it was prior to present.
And if their front of the house, as impressive as that is, it really speaks to what the windows are going to be. I really believe that it all makes that one whole package from beginning to end, and that's what I invested in.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, Pella Windows is certainly who we're talking about today. He's Joe Franco, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. It's PellaWI.com. PellaWI.com. They've got a really good deal going on right now. 0% financing for 18 months. And so if you want to get these windows, if you've got plastic on your windows, you know who has plastic on their windows?
Mm-mm.
Lois. I hope she's not listening. She called Lois, who's a producer around the corner, who we adore.
She's got a big house with more windows than I have up in Menominee Falls.
She is. I don't want to say you're soulmate, but you guys are like twins.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, you really are. And she scared me for a while, but we're friends now. But we talked about Pella becoming a sponsor of Around the Corner, and she said, "You got to have. I got to meet Gina Della." I said, "Okay." She goes, "No, I have to meet her for a couple of reasons. One, I love her commercials. Two, thank you so much for being a partner of ours. And three, I have plastic in my windows." And I said, "Excuse me?" She goes, "I live in a really nice big house.
Yeah, she does.
It's not in a trailer park.
Right.
I have plastic, and I'm sick of the 3M plastic.
Right.
And I need to talk to Gina Della and the people at Pella." And so we're going to set that up with Gina and Lois. And she, congratulations for the season being approved. And here we go again. And yep. Lois certainly is in charge of,
sure,
of all
of it.
That.
She's the best.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Go to PellaWI.com. My co-host this week, Diane Nelson. Diane Nelson Interiors, and our special in-studio guest, John McGivern, from Around the Corner with John McGivern, my older brother. So people that watch that show, do you notice now they put Mike's real brother? Because people are like, "You guys aren't brothers." Yes, I. No, you're not. You're. You know, are you acting? No, that's my older brother. Well, but you guys are opposite. I said, "We are opposite. There's no doubt."
Yeah, but there's resemblance here.
Yeah. You know what I do get a lot of? Boy, you guys really, there is, you can tell, now that I know that you're really brothers, that you guys do have fun doing that show. I said, we
sure
really
do.
You can go to johnmcgivern.com to get more information on some of the things that he's doing. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Music brought to you by Joe Franco from Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin.
Yes.
I went with Sly and the Family Stone. It's a family affair. You went right to Bon Jovi. So you got to make my father-in-law happy is what you said. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host. She's Diane Nelson from Diane Nelson Interiors. Our special in-studio guest, again, Joe Franco, Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin, and one of his clients who wanted to come in and just rave about Pella. He's my older brother, John McGivern, Around the Corner with John McGivern, johnmcgivern.com. And, again, our newest sponsor for Around the Corner is Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin. Got to thank Gina Della, who sent me a text. She is listening.
She is.
Gina's listening. So
she should be.
She should be listening. Yeah, she should. Hey, the funniest part about when they all came in is, didn't she look tall when she came in?
She did. No, I was like, "Wow, look at this beautiful tall woman!" And then she stepped into the house and into my kitchen. I was like, "What happened? She's tiny. She took her high heels off because they all take their shoes off." Which is, I'm telling you that I was so impressed with all of them. You know,
yeah.
they she stepped in. They all took their shoes off. I was like, "You don't really have to do that." They were like, "Yes, we do." And it was and you know, there's such a sense of respect around it all.
Hey, Joe, before we right at the end of the second segment, we talked about, and John talked about that kind of, you know, in front of the house type thing, that how impressive it was for him how you guys act.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I said, "Look, that comes from corporate, but it really comes from Gina Della from Pella." And you were nodding your head and smiling. That's a big part of what she not only expects but wants from you guys.
Absolutely. I mean, she above anybody teaches us to make sure that we respect our customers. When we go into home, we're not just, you know, selling. We're really there to make a friend, you know, and help a help a potential customer out with a solution. So,
yeah. Developing a relationship. I mean, that's the way it works.
Yeah, and I agree with that. Hey, we were going through the process. One of the things that I get asked a lot, because people know that I'm tied in really heavily with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, not only because, you know, I'd really like the company like you, John, and the second segment, you're like, look, I want to go to work for them.
I know.
but because of the relationship I have with you guys and with Gina, people say the first question they have for me about Pella, that's the best, the most expensive window. Mm-hmm. And I go, hold on a second. You know, you understand that they have options. So you guys offer a lot of different options when it comes to the from, if you're going to flip your home, mm-hmm. if you're going to be there 6 months and you just want to be able to tell people you have Pella windows and doors, you have windows for those guys. And then somebody like John or somebody like myself that's expecting to stay where we're living for the next 10 or 15 years, you have that option as well.
Absolutely. I mean, we have 9 different lines and 3 different products within those lines. We offer vinyl, fiberglass, and wood. I have clients that will come up to me and say, Joe, I'm flipping my house. I want to add Pella there just for the exact same reason. They want to advertise they have Pella. And we suit those needs all the way up to, you know, very, very, intricate projects that, you know, require a lot of woodwork involved with it, too. So.
Hey, what when you talk about the woodwork, you personally, what kind of projects do you get fired up for the most? Is it a job like John's where you've got this is an interesting deal because he's got probably 4 different types of windows mm-hmm. out of the 27 for you personally,
which I didn't even know. You realize you have 3-4 different types. I said I didn't know that.
Most people don't, you know. Yeah. I get fired up for a lot of jobs. I mean, I'm in sales, so, you know, any big job I get real fired up for. But even the ones of the one window deals, I mean, you never know. Some customers will do things in segments, and we respect that. We understand that, customers will move forward with maybe 1, 2, 3 windows or a part of the home, making sure that they know exactly what they're getting. And that's the whole process behind everything. You know, we don't just take 15 minutes. You know, we need a little bit more time to explain exactly what you're getting because you're spending money on it. You want to make sure you know.
You know,
can I tell you my fear around all this? I live in a building that has a condo board, it has rules, it has laws, it has restrictions, mm-hmm. So I was afraid that you guys would come in and be like, this is what we do. Mm-hmm. You put me at ease immediately. Tell me your rules, tell me your laws, tell me what you need, because we'll make sure that this happens. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about any of that. We've got it all covered. And there has not been a moment where you're like, we can't do that.
Right.
So, and it's the cladding that we have on there. It is our,
we're matching everything, right?
All of it. Mm-hmm. The mullions, is that what they're mm-hmm. called?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The mullions had
Who
to
are
meet.
You?
I don't know. This is a I'm learning. This is what I want a job.
Yeah. I want to recruit Joe's assistant.
Do you need to give a job? Right.
I also love the fact that Joe's the one who showed up at my house. He showed up, and I didn't realize that Joe was part of the, you know, Joe is like 14. Just
Hey, he's not 14 because, again, he...
The success he had this year, the award that he won, it's like, that's my guy.
That is your guy. Yeah. And the cool part, and when you talked about, look, I get fired up for the big jobs, mm-hmm. but those one window, two window ones, John was invited to go and do like 25 minute stand up at the President's Award. Mm-hmm. And when Gina called me and said, hey, do you think we can get your brother? I said, well, is it N1? Does he get to bring a date? And she goes, yeah. And I said, great, it's me. And she was like, what? I said, I'm just trying to, I want to go to this
I want in. Yeah.
So you guys talked about that. Mm-hmm. And Gina did a great job. She kind of emceed it and got everything flowing. You followed Wayne Larrivee. You were a little nervous about that. Wayne was good because he is a Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin
sure.
guy.
Yeah.
He knows his subject pretty well too, doesn't he?
As he should.
Packer stuff?
Yeah. I was like, wow, he's going deep.
Look, you know what? And did you notice me? I was like, I couldn't even blink because that stuff is just impressive. Talking right to me. I know there are some people in the room that might not want to get so far into the weeds with the Packers, but for me, it was so interesting.
It was good.
Yeah. And then John Calowertz got up and he put me on the spot a little bit. But when he talked about that kind of the Pella difference and the people in the room make the difference, the impressive part for me was when they stood up, when people stood up before this and said their name and how many years they've been with the company.
Yeah.
27, yeah. 31, right. 28, 26. It was impressive that all these people in the room, Look, Joe, 25 years from now, you're going to be there going, okay, I'm Joe Franco. I've been here 26 years. And you know what? You'll get award after award because, you know, you're really good at what you do. But it was impressive for him, for my brother and I, to be in that room, to see that and to hear it. And to get kind of get the feel for what Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin is all about.
Yeah, and that really is it. I mean, I like I said before, you know, I'm really good at my job. I make sure that I'm, you know, customer oriented. But every single person in that room has taught me something, and we're all good people. I mean, it's the best company I've ever worked for.
How great is that?
Yeah, I really like it. Hey, really quickly before we get to a break, a couple of quick just questions that I've gotten from people here in the building. Joe, what happens is they either hear the promo that you're coming in, or I'll send an email that says, look, I've got a window guy coming in, or I've got a plumber coming in. Does anybody have any questions? I got a couple back for you. What's the best time of year to replace windows?
Ooh, well, actually, that time, I believe, is starting right now. I mean, we just got over a lot of freeze and thaw, and, you know, we're getting calls left and right now, keeping very busy. You know, now is a great time to buy. At any point, we install all year round, right? So, but right now, we have the best financing options available, and it's the right time.
Another question, and this is from a girl that sits behind me. They're going to change out their exterior doors, and they've been told that wood is the best way to go. Then someone else said steel's a really good way to go. Another person said fiberglass, and there's so many options in your opinion. She lives in Franklin, nice beautiful home. What would be the for exterior doors, because she can have the look that she wants with most of them, what would you recommend without seeing the project? And I know I'm putting you on the spot. What would you recommend as far as exterior doors and the choice on what they should be made of?
Absolutely. Well, the good news is that we sell steel, fiberglass, and wood doors. So that's awesome.
But at PellaWI.com, right. Joe Franco, FRANCO.
Yes. You know, a lot of times it's situational, you know, kind of what the customer actually wants. But at the same time, you know, that new age material, that new age product is fiberglass. We're able to embark a wood grain into it. So if you wanted to keep that same wood look to it, it's able to accept staining the exact same way as a wood door truly would. And, you know, as far as efficiency and you know, the longevity of the product, it's going to last a long time, a lot longer than wood or steel.
Diane, this is impressive, isn't it?
Yes.
Like my brother said, he looks like he's 21, but
I know. Well, I was impressed that he picked Bon Jovi because that's one of my favorites, and I know I'm older than him.
Yeah, so am I. So don't.
I was impressed, but I'm impressed with Pella, and I've done for remodels. I have done some custom Pella, and yeah, that gets towards the high end. I mean, 14-foot patio doors on Lake Michigan. They did an awesome job for that, but also remodels. Sometimes you're replacing a very small powder room window, and they do a great job on that, matching the rest of the house.
You know, Diane, if you have a 14 inch or you're that big of a space, 14 foot patio door on Lake Michigan,
yes,
then get the best.
The weather you're going to get, you need the best for that. And you need the best installers and people that will come back to help you.
That's PellaWI.com. PellaWI.com. I can tell you guys that I did get a text from Gina. Remember, I said, look, I'm really involved in. And she said, yeah, you're right. We do own you. I won't finish the text. But she did tell me to say that you guys are doing great. And she's very proud of you, Mr. Franco.
Yeah,
this is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. Our special in-studio guest, he is Joe Franco, Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin. Go to PellaWI.com. Diane Nelson, who's my co-host, she is the Nary rep on the show today, and you're on the board. Things are going well, right?
Yes.
I'm on the committee for the shows, and it's interesting because I always thought once the spring show was over, you know, we'd wait a couple of months and then kind of come back together.
Right to the next show.
Right. And
right
you know
to
what?
The next.
Recap what went well, what didn't go good, what can we change, how do we fix it? Okay, let's look at the fall. And it's like, oh, my goodness.
Always improving, making things better, seeing how the public liked it. Yeah, I agree.
Hey, Joe, how did that show go for you guys?
Very well.
That was a good show, huh?
It was good exposure for us. I mean, surprisingly, this long in the industry, a lot of customers know of Pella, but they don't know what products we offer. some customers don't even know we do doors, which is crazy. But it was great. We had a good turnout.
And we are, with guys like Wayne Larrivee and my brother John, we're changing that because people now are starting to and the commercials that Gina does are phenomenal, along with Leroy Butler and Gary Ellerson. And I do some commercial work and some people throughout the market that she works with. That's changing. Everybody knows about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and the things that you guys do. And again,
my commercial hit the market, you realize, 2 weeks ago, and the number of the number of emails that I've received or Facebook postings saying that is, did you write that commercial yourself? And I was like, my brother did.
I'm going to take credit for that.
It's a good one. I love it.
Gina said, look, you are. Yeah, you do what you do, and understand who's doing the commercial. It's your brother and I, and make it funny.
She does a good job.
She's really good.
She's a good spokesperson.
She's really, and people go, is Della really her last name? Yeah, she married Chris Della.
That's what I've been asked.
Yeah, he is. Have you met Chris yet?
I have.
Oh yeah, you have. That's right. He's the best.
He's the best. He is.
He's like, we don't talk every day.
Yeah,
but. We're kind of soulmates a little bit. We got a lot in common.
Nice.
We got a lot in common. So we'll go out and have lunch and just kind of talk about life. And man, he is one of the best. Mm-hmm. He really is. Hey, Joe, when people go to PellaWI.com, and that's what they're going to do after hearing this show, your hope is that they get to that website and understand through the website that the difference between working with Pella and working with other companies is a huge difference, and then they reach out and call you. What's the timetable and the process? If they listen to the show and say, look, I'd like to see him next week, you're open. You pretty much 24/7 for you boys, right?
Yeah, my wife doesn't like it, but I'm open all the time. We have a large crew, Milwaukee, Green Bay, and we have four showrooms, Green Bay, Appleton, Madison, and Milwaukee. And yeah, you can go on the website. We may be able to even schedule you for tomorrow morning even. So, you know, of course, I would love to come out to you, but, you know, I only have so many hours in the day. So we have a great group of people that work with us.
Yeah. And if you go on that website, Gina Della will, and they'll set you up with, if you want Joe Franco,
because please ask for me.
Yeah. If he's good enough for my brother, John, he's certainly good enough for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Joe and Frank. I mean, we have Joe and Ross come because I'm telling you, it's a great team. Yeah,
and Gina. Yeah,
they were all good. They were. It was a little overwhelming, but I got it.
So their next step, and we've gone through this process a couple of times, but once the windows are in, and you made a quick comment that said, "Look, I'm here. I'm not leaving. Mm-hmm. You're going to see me throughout the process. Once it's over, you want to come back another time to say, okay." Let's go through the process. Let's go through how to use these windows, which seems basic, and it is once you guys do it. But there are parts of this that, you know, how do you clean the window? That kind of stuff that you're going to go into and show him.
Absolutely. I mean, the whole part is an experience, right? So you're spending money. You're purchasing these windows. You got to make sure you know how to use it, and not from maybe even installer, which will definitely show you, you know, the things before they leave. I'm going to come back and make sure they see how you thought of the entire project. Make sure that you're comfortable with everything.
Great.
And if you follow me on Facebook, you'll see that I have a lot of very happy customers too that that tend to appreciate, you know, what I do. So
I do follow you on Facebook.
Yeah.
And that's pretty impressive to me that as your clients, they're willing to say, look, I'll take a picture in front of my house or in front of my windows, and you go ahead and post it, and you let people know that we're really happy with everything that you guys have done for us. You're excited about getting these in, huh?
Well, I am, because you realize, and people of my age realize that being raised on the first floor flat of a duplex on Bartlett Avenue on the east side of Milwaukee, that we never had like replacement windows. We had windows that had screens and storms, so the screens had to be put on in the summer, and then come Labor Day, we had to put the storms back on that had to be washed with vinegar. We had a three story, so we had 48 windows. We had 22 on the first floor, 22 on the second floor. Four on the attic, and they had to, we did it with ladders. We had, so this whole sort of like this is a miracle.
Well, and you know, when you left to go to St. Lawrence Seminary,
yeah,
you know who was left to do all those?
Not me.
And then our dad, who had a stroke, couldn't get up on the ladder. So guess who was left? I was the youngest boy.
Right.
The girls had to stay inside and kind of clean the windows. I had to
carry
those stones.
Are you still mad at me, Michael?
A little bit. Yeah, I'm going to counseling to get over it. But those 44 windows, that those storm windows, having to carry them out of the basement and go up. And on Bartlett Avenue, there was how many feet between houses?
You could touch the dining room window of the house next door.
Wow. So you were going straight up on that ladder. Yeah. And I was like, I can't carry this. Billy was like, no, you can. Get up there. You're
so
fine.
These windows are great.
Yeah. So these are really. So my fear when John wanted the sixth floor, I had all these really bad dreams of him making me go up the ladder to help you guys at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Did you know? You knew that they did doors. We didn't talk at all about doors, but you don't need a door there. But
we don't. But I knew they did. Yeah. You know. Their name recognition in the market, in any sort of window markets, like if you ask somebody name windows, Pella comes up first, doesn't mm-hmm. it?
It does. Mm-hmm. And because of the how good the window is and how long you guys have been around, again, PellaWI.com. If you want to set an appointment, I would recommend either Mandy or Joe. After March 30th, we're having another rep in. I'll probably say, go to him. But right now, Joe Franco's my guy.
Yes.
And hopefully he can get his father-in-law to get me a little deal on some jewelry. So my wife sent me a text and said, okay, now I want a new diamond. So, yeah, that's
Mike,
great.
Hear that?
Yeah, Prokof, give me a call. I got to figure something out. Hey, Diane, with one thing we didn't talk about regarding NERI, the NERI Foundation.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of what they do. And I know that Zach Emmons is really involved, and he's been calling. The golf outing's going to be coming up.
Right.
There's a lot of things that the foundation does that I'm going to start getting more involved with that part of NERI Milwaukee. You're a fan of the foundation as
great.
Well.
I'm also on the foundation board for about 3 years, so participating a lot on that.
I should keep my mouth shut, because you'll be like sitting, all of a sudden you'll be calling.
I do have your cell phone now,
yeah,
so I can
great.
Call you to be guest.
Yeah, that's awesome. Diane, thank you. It's really good to see you again. Joe Franco, man, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for taking care of my brother.
Yeah,
that's
thanks.
Really important to me. And you know what? If this thing goes sideways, you know who's paying for it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Me.
Yeah, you're paying for it.
You bet. Joe Franco, PellaWI.com is where you go. John McGivern, it's good to see you again.
All right, Mike.
Yeah,
thanks.
See you
love
soon.
You, Michael.
Love you, John. JohnMcGivern.com for more information. This is the NERI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.